You know, it's pretty cool that the ladies just sang that song, because you need to know about that salvation. And tonight, for a little bit, we're going to talk a little bit about that salvation, but more so about how you have that salvation. John chapter 6 and verse 66. From that time, many of his disciples went back and walked no more with him. Then said Jesus unto the 12, "Will ye also go away?" Then Simon Peter answered to him, "Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life." Turn to John chapter 5. This evening, for a little bit, we're going to look at this word of God and talk a little bit about it and understand this is how you have eternal life. These words of God, John chapter 5, verse 39, "Search the scriptures, for in them ye think ye have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me." Understand, these words of God will tell you, we talked about this morning a lot, they'll point you to Jesus Christ, the only way you can have salvation. Understand that these words that God has given to us, that he has preserved for mankind now to this day, do not need anything more than just the words of God. I don't need your opinion. You don't need my opinion. I don't need commentary. Get into the Word of God and let the Word of God speak for itself. You know, it's said all the time, the greatest commentary on the Bible is the Bible. Understand, if you have the words of God, that is what you need in this life, and they are they which testify of Jesus Christ. And just know, turn to Hebrews chapter 4. Just know, you don't need anything more than this. We're going to read some verses here. This Bible is complete. We're not getting anything new. So don't sit here and think, well, I need this plus some extra. No. God said, this is what you get, because this is what you need. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12. "For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart." Turn to Psalm 19. We just read there in Hebrews, this word of God, it's different than any other book in this world. It might sound similar, you know, the old English, it's kind of hard to understand sometimes. You know, it just takes a little bit slower reading. It can sound like a lot of things in there. There is nothing in this world that compares or is even close to what the words that God has given to us. Psalm 19, verse 7, "The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold. Sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb. Moreover, by them is thy servant warned, and in keeping of them there is great reward." The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. You want to have your soul converted? You have to get into the Word of God, that law of the Lord. It is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. It will know where you are at. No other book in this world can know who you are and where you're at. This is a special Word of God. Why? Turn to John chapter 1. Because where every other book, every other idea is just words on a page, this is not some words on a page. John chapter 1. Verse 1, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things are made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made." Verse 14, "And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory. The glory is of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth." This Word is not just words on a page. It's not just ink and paper. It is God himself. It is Jesus Christ given to us. Corinthians says it's the mind of God. This is, the words that we have are directly from God only. And these are the only words of God that we have directly from him. You can have all those writings and people say, well, this is from God. No, it's not. If it's not in here, it's not the Word of God. You can go deep into looking at everything to know how we have exactly this right now. We're not going to look into all that. But understand, if you have the Word of God in your lap, I don't know, mine's not in my lap. It's, you know, there's a lot of names on this. I don't care what the name is, the producer of it. If it's King James Version Bible, know that it is the Word of God that God has preserved and put into English. That is all you need. These other books, you don't need them. You just need the Word of God. Can it help sometimes to understand? Sure, it can be helpful. We have teachers in here. I'm thankful for the teachers we have. But understand, those don't matter if it's not the Word of God. If they're teaching anything besides the Word, don't listen to it, because it's useless. It's not going to help you. Turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 1. 1 Corinthians chapter 1. Verse 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 17. For Christ sent me not to baptize, but to preach the gospel, not with wisdom of words, lest the cross of Christ should be made of none effect. For the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us which are saved it is the power of God. For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise, and bring to nothing the understanding of the prudent. Turn to Matthew 24. Matthew 24. Verse 39, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. The Psalm 119, 89. Psalm 119, 89. Forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. Psalm 119. And verse 160, thy word is true from the beginning, and every one of thy righteous judgments endureth forever. Understand, anything that's in this world that is from man will pass away sometime. Heaven and earth shall pass away. We read in 2 Peter chapter 3, this earth, it'll melt with fervent heat. These words of God, never going to pass away. They were before the earth. They will continue on after the earth. So understand, if anything out in this world is considered more important to you, just know, it's a waste of time because it will pass away. Understand, you know, go to school, learn everything. Learn the word of God, most importantly. Yeah. Don't let other things cloud your mind and get all in the way. Understand, the most important thing in your life should be the word of God. Why? Because without it, you will perish and die and go to hell. Without it, you cannot be right in the eyes of God. Turn to 2 Timothy chapter 2, or chapter 3. 2 Timothy chapter 3. Verse 16, all scripture is given by inspiration of God, and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. It's by the scripture. Nothing else will get you fully equipped, will get you perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. No one else, no other words in here can teach you about who Jesus Christ is, because without the words of God, you don't know who he is. I've never seen God the Father, but I read the word of God and I know who he is. I've never seen the Holy Spirit, but I know who he is and what he does. I've never seen Jesus Christ, but I know that he came and died on the cross, came to this earth, died on the cross, and saved my soul. How do I know that? Well, I read it in the word of God. I don't need somebody to come tell me all these things and take some man's word for it. You know, when man gets in the way of God, it starts to muddle things up. It starts causing some issues. We're going to look at a couple examples. Turn to Genesis chapter 3. Genesis chapter 3. Genesis chapter 3, we're going to start in verse 1. Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said unto the woman, yea, hath God said, ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden. And the woman said unto the serpent, we may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God hath said, ye shall not eat of it, neither shall ye touch it, lest ye die. And the serpent said unto the woman, ye shall not surely die. For God doth know that in the day ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, and ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was pleasant to the eyes, a tree to be desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof and did eat, and gave also unto her husband with her, and he did eat. And the eyes of them both were open, and they knew that they were naked, and they sewed fig leaves together, and made themselves aprons. Understand, they were given specific instructions by God. Don't touch of it. Don't eat of it. One little change to the word of God, and they died in that moment. Sin abound in this world forever because of that one moment. See what happens when you change just a little bit of the word of God. It's okay. We can change it how we want to. I just got to make it seem okay for everybody else. That doesn't apply anymore. If Jesus Christ wrote the Bible nowadays, he would make it look a little bit different. It would sound a little bit different. Well, it was settled before the world began, and he knew everything that was going to happen, so I don't think he would change his mind. Amen. I think it's going to stay the exact same because he said they will endure forever. Amen. This is what happens when mankind get in the way of God. Turn to 1 Kings 13. 1 Kings chapter 13. Verse 16, and he said, I may not return with thee, nor go in with thee, neither will I eat bread nor drink water with thee in this place. For it was said to me by the word of the Lord, thou shalt eat no bread nor drink water there, nor turn again to go by the way that thou camest. And he said unto him, I am a prophet also, as thou art. An angel spake unto me by the word of the Lord, saying, bring him back with thee into thine house, that he may eat bread and drink water. But he lied unto him. So he went back with him and did eat bread in his house and drank water. And it came to pass, as they sat at the table, that the word of the Lord came unto the prophet that brought him back. And he cried unto the man of God that came from Judah, saying, Thus saith the Lord, Forasmuch as thou hast disobeyed the mouth of the Lord, and hast not kept the commandment which the Lord thy God commanded thee, but camest back and hast eaten bread and drink water in the place of which the Lord did say to thee, Eat no bread and drink no water, thy carcass shall come into the sepulchre of thy fathers. This God gave the prophet very specific instructions. Go, do your job, come back. Don't stop, don't go anywhere else. What happened? He listened to a man that lied to him and ended up dead. What happens when you take, God says this, but I like this more, so I'm going to go with this. You just got in the way of God, disobeyed, and you could end up just like this person did, dead. If you are lost right here and you don't take the words of God, you will die and go to hell. You are dead forever. Understand, if it's not the word of God, don't take it. Well, this person, I really respect a lot of men in this building. A lot of women, they've taught me a lot of things in this room. If they teach you anything besides the word of God, get rid of them. They are worthless. No offense to anybody in here, but if you're not teaching the word of God, you can't profit anything in this life without it. You can teach a lot of great things. You can teach me, I'm very bad with construction. There's a lot of people in here, teach me how to build things. Guess what? That's not going to help me when I die. That's not going to help when God comes back and wipes this earth off. You know what I'd rather know? I'd rather know the word of God. Amen. Because that is what's going to be the thing that changes your life. That's what's going to sustain you in life. That is what God gave us to know, is the word of God. Turn to 2 Timothy chapter 4. Actually, before we get there, turn to 2 Peter chapter 1. It was said, I already said it, that these words are from God directly. It's amazing what God gave us in detail of how we got these words. 2 Peter 1, verse 20, verse 19. We also have a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto ye do well, that ye take heed as unto a light that shineth in a dark place, until the day dawn and the day star rise in your hearts. Knowing this first, that no prophecy of the scripture is any private interpretation, for the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. Turn to 2 Samuel 23. Holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. That is how we got the word of God. Every last word, every last sentence, every jot and tittle came directly from God's mouth. 2 Samuel 23, verse 2. The Spirit of the Lord spake by me, and his word was in my tongue. Understand, these words that we have written down weren't because David had these great ideas and I wanted to write these, or Jeremiah, or any writer of the word of God. It was because God said, write these words down exactly as I give them to you. You go read Jeremiah. It shows Jeremiah, God gave it to Jeremiah, and Baruch wrote it down. We're not going to go read that. I encourage you, go find that and read that and see how we got the word of God. Brother Roger likes to say, God used men as an ink pen. That's all they were. They were a vessel to carry the word of God and write it down. Preachers, guess what? When we go share the word of God, you are nothing but a vessel. It's not you that's sharing the word. You are a vessel that God is using. Same way we got the word of God. He found a vessel that was willing to be used and used them. That's it. That is how we have the word of God. And understand how amazing it is that we have this. It was about 40 writers over 1,500 to 1,600 years to get the completed word of God. You realize every word from the beginning to the end was preserved by God till this day. Because he saw fit, I'm going to make sure this happens. And this word of God, it is available everywhere. Can you believe that? How is that possible? Because God wants this word out there. He made every avenue for it to be possible. You know, the most popular language in the world, it's English. Everybody speaks it. Guess what? You have the word of God in English right here, right now. You Greek, Hebrew, Spanish, whatever you want it, whatever language you speak, it is open. Why? Bunch of accidents. Got really lucky that happened. No, because God set it up to be that way. Forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. He set it up exactly how he wanted it to be. Turn to Exodus. Exodus 25. Exodus 25. We're going to read about the candlestick, that golden candlestick in the Holy of Holies. not in the Holy of Holies, the holy place, the sanctuary. That is a picture of Jesus Christ and is a picture of the Word of God. And I want you to understand, we're going to read verse 31. And thou shalt make a candlestick of pure gold. Of beaten work shall the candlestick be made. His shaft and his branches, his bowls, his knobs, and his flowers shall be of the same. And then jump down to verse 36. Their knobs and their branches shall be the same. All of it shall be one beaten work of pure gold. Understand, in that candlestick, nothing but gold. Man, the picture of man was shittim wood. Understand, picture of gold is the glory of God. Mankind had nothing to do with that candlestick. It was pure gold. Why? Because these are the pure words of God. Turn to Psalm. Psalm 12. Psalm 12, verse 6. The words of the Lord are pure words, as silver tried in a furnace of earth, purified seven times. Thou shalt keep them, O Lord. Thou shalt preserve them from this generation forever. Pure words. Perfect. Complete. Preserve them from generation forever. Why are we, you know, we're kind of beating a dead horse at this point, talking about this over these verses. You probably all know this. You all know why it's important to know this and be reminded of this every single day. Every time we look into the Word of God, understand these are the words of God, because we have a really hard time following the words of God. Because we read it and we know, oh yeah, they're from God. I know how we got them. Realize, because we got them from God means you have to follow them like God spoke it directly to you. He's not talking in your ear anymore. He's not giving you visions and dreams. You have the Word of God. It is just like God is speaking to you right here and now when you read these words of God. So we can think, oh yeah, I know this. I can check out. I don't have to worry about this. I know these verses. Well, here's a question. When was the last time you sat there and just did every single thing that the Word of God told you to do? Okay, you're getting a little too difficult there. I can't do that. Well, why not? That's the next question. Why can't you? God set it up for you to do exactly what he said. He gave you these words exactly to follow them exactly as they are written. Turn to Matthew 15. You do them exactly as they are written, because to do anything other than what God has said to do is to go against God's order, and it causes nothing but problems. We already read Genesis 3. We already read 1 Kings 13. Matthew 15 and verse 6. And honor not his father or his mother, he shall be free. Thus have ye made the commandments of God of none effect by your tradition, ye hypocrites. Well did Isaiah prophesy of you, saying, this people draweth nigh unto me with their mouth and honoreth me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. But in vain do they worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men. Understand, commandments of men are nothing and worthless when you have the Word of God. You don't need commandments of men. What you need the Word of God. Turn to 2 Peter chapter 3. I think I told you to turn there a while ago. We'll finally get there. 2 Timothy. Chapter 4. We'll get there eventually. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 2. Preach the word. Simple as that. Preach the word. Be instant in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. Preach the word. Why? Because that is all you need. They are they which testify of me. The wisdom of the world, it's useless. It's nothing. Preach the word. Well, God needs my help with this. God needs extra. I need to make sure that people get the Word of God. No, it's not your job to make sure people get the word, to dumb it down, to make it simple. It's our job to just share what God has said. Turn to Luke 16. We get this idea in our head that it's God needs me to change his words to make it better. Understand, God does not need you to change anything about his words. If it needed changed, God would have changed it. He doesn't need you to get in the way. Luke 16 and verse 28. For I have five brethren, that ye may testify unto them, lest they also come into this place of torment. Abraham saith unto him, they have Moses and the prophets, let them hear them. And he said, nay, Father Abraham, but if one went unto thee from the dead, they will repent. And he said unto him, if they hear not Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded, though one rose from the dead. Understand, it doesn't matter what you could do in this life. If they're not going to listen to the Word of God, that's all you can do, is give them the Word of God. Well, if someone came back to life, Jesus came back to life, they still didn't believe him. There's a lot of things that happened. A lot of miracles were done. Guess what? People still disobeyed God. In the future, 1,000-year millennial reign, Jesus Christ in all of his glory will be on this earth. Satan still gets an army as the sands of the sea. Sin is all that's in that millennial reign are saved people to begin with. Oh, well, it's not good enough. The word of God is all you need, because if they hear not Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded, though one rose from the dead. It's baffling in my mind where I think I'm better than God. I have a better plan than God. I can change. God needs me. No, he doesn't. All he needs is a vessel to be used. You know, Brother Austin likes to say it's a neck down job. You don't really have to think about it. Just share what God has said. Preach the word. Be instant in season, out of season. Preach the word. Turn to Acts chapter 8. Acts chapter 8 and verse 30. And Philip ran thither to him and heard him read the prophet Isaiah and said, understandest thou what thou readest? And he said, how can I except some man should guide me? And he desired Philip that he would come up and sit with him. See right here, God needs me to explain his words. Well, keep reading. And the place of the scriptures which he read was this. And he was led as a sheep to the slaughter, and like a lamb before his shearer is dumb, so he opened not his mouth. In his humiliation, his judgment was taken away. And who shall declare a generation, for his life is taken from the earth? And the eunuch answered Philip and said, I pray thee, of whom speakest thou this prophet this? Of himself or of some other man? Then Philip opened his mouth and began at the same scripture and preached unto him Jesus. Well, Philip used his own mind, his own ideas. No. He used the scriptures right there. Turn to 1 Corinthians 15. 1 Corinthians 15. In verse 3, for I delivered unto you first of all that which I received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the scriptures. Turn to Acts 17. Acts 17, in verse 2, and as Paul, as his manner was, went in unto them, and three Sabbath days reasoned with them out of the scriptures, opening and alleging that Christ must needs have suffered and risen again from the dead, and that this Jesus, whom I preach unto you, is Christ. What did all those places we just read have in common? They used the scriptures. Why? Because that is what is needed. Back in those days, they had the miracles. You don't need miracles today. Why? Because we have the completed word of God. We have everything we need from God. The question is, are you going to listen to it or just ignore it? If you ignore it, guess what? It's not going to have an effect on you. If you don't want it to, it will not affect you. Well, let me rephrase that. It won't change you. It will still convict you. It will still hurt you. It will still cut you down, but it might not change your life because you ignore it. There's a lot of people who ignore the word of God. That rich man we read in Luke 16, he ignored the word of God. Every day he wishes he didn't, because he is in hell right now. Every day he sat there praying that his brothers not end up in the same place he did. Well, what do they need to do? Listen to the words of God. That's all it takes. It's not my job. You know, I like fixing things. You ask my wife, she tells me a problem, I like to fix it. It's not my job to fix everybody's life. You know whose job it is? It's God's. How does he do it? Through the word. He doesn't need me to go fix your life. What he needs you to do is just listen to him, and he will fix your life. Turn to John. Actually, we're going to skip John. Turn to Acts. Acts chapter 7. Acts chapter 7, verse 51. Ye stiff-necked and uncircumcised in heart and ears, ye do always resist the Holy Ghost as your fathers did, so do ye. Which of the prophets have ye not your fathers persecuted? And they have slain them which showed before the coming of the Just One, of whom ye have been now the betrayers and murderers, who have received the law by the disposition of angels and have not kept it. When they heard these things, they were cut to the heart, and they gnashed on him with their teeth. But he, being full of the Holy Ghost, looking up steadfastly into heaven, and saw the glory of God and Jesus standing on the right hand of God. Turn to Hebrews chapter 4 once again. Hebrews chapter 4. Verse 12, for the word of God is quick and powerful, and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and the joints of the marrow, and as a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Understand, when you hear the word of God, God will convict you of what you need to know. I don't need to sit here and tell you what all your problems are. God, we are really good at telling people what their problems are. You know what? I don't see the whole thing. I don't know what your problems are because I can't even see all your problems. You know who can? God can. Amen. Stephen, he preached the word. What you know, Stephen spoke really well. No, you go read that chapter. He preached the word of God. That's what cut them to the heart. I can say a lot of things that might make you feel bad. I can't convict you, though. I've never been able to convict a single person in this room. No one has ever been able to convict somebody else except by sharing the word of God. Why? Because I have no power on my own. I can't do anything special. I'm not a special person. I am as boring and as average as you can see in this world. I'm right here. I'm average. I'm boring. If I'm not sharing the word of God, I'm going to have no effect on your life. The word of God is going to cut you deep. Why? Because verse 13, neither is there any creature that is not manifest in his sight, but all things are naked and open unto the eyes of him whom ye have to do. Turn to Ecclesiastes chapter 12. Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 14, for God shall bring every work into judgment with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil. Understand, God sees everything, so God knows what you need to get fixed. I don't know what you need, but all I can show you is the word of God and let him do the rest. The Holy Spirit will convict you and guide you and show you what you need and just get into the word of God and you'll see what you need. Well, I don't know. I can take a guess if you're lost or saved in this room. I can take a guess what you need to get fixed. I have no idea. God does. And he'll show you what you need to get fixed in the word of God. It's not on me to fix all your problems. By the way, it's not on me to fix my own problems. It's for me to get into the word of God, see how God needs me to fix my, God wants me to fix my problems, and just do what God says. You realize how much easier life gets when you just do what God says? You realize how much easier life gets when I don't have to worry about everybody else. I just have to show them the word of God and let God take care of it. He's the one that can handle that. Why? Because he is way up there. God's thoughts are not our thoughts, neither his ways our ways, saith the Lord. He is way above me. I don't know what you're going through right now. I can't help you. God can. Why? Because he knows you. I have a pretty good idea of some of you. I have a pretty good idea of who my wife is. I have no idea who she is the same way God does. Because I can't see everything about her. I take what she says. I take what she does. But ultimately, God knows her. I can try to do everything I can to help her. Guess what? God's going to be the one that changes things. If you're sitting in here right now thinking, why am I always bothered when I come to church? What is wrong with me? Why do I feel miserable all the time? I don't know why. God does, and he'll show you how to fix it. Search the scriptures, for them you think you have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me, of Jesus Christ, the only one who can fix you. Turn to John. John chapter 5. John chapter 8. John chapter 8, verse 31. Then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him, if ye continue in my word, then ye are my disciples indeed, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. What is the truth? Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. The only truth in this world is found in the word of God. Understand, this truth is what will make you free. Whether you're in bondage of sin because you're lost, whether you're tied down in sin because you've walked away from God, the only way you can be free is to know the truth, and the truth is in God's word. I can't fix your life. You know who can? God does. How does he do it? Through the word. Everything goes through the word of God. So if you are miserable right now, get into the word of God and figure out why. Little hint for you. If something, personal experience. You want to know how I knew I was called to preach? Because every time it got brought up, I was as miserable as I can be. You know what that's called? Conviction. If you are miserable right now, if you suddenly, you just hear the word of God and you just get sick, or you just get, your heart hurts, or you just can't sit still because you're uncomfortable, that's probably conviction. Maybe you should listen to what God wants you to do and get it fixed. That's how it's going to happen. Turn to James chapter 1. James chapter 1, verse 22. But be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. For if any be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass. For he beholdeth himself and goeth his way, and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continue therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the word, this man shall be blessed in his deeds. You have to look into the word of God, see where you stand in need, and make those changes that you need to do by following the word of God. Well, I know what my problem is. Great. What are you doing about it? Well, I don't have to do anything. I'm okay. I'm okay with where I'm at. If you're wrong with God, you are not okay. You might think you are. You are lying to yourself, because if you are wrong, if you're outside of God's will, you are wrong with God. And it is a scary thing is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. It is a scary place to be when you are against God. Understand, you don't have to be against God if you just do what his word says. Well, it's too difficult to understand. No, it is not. If you are a saved child of God, a New Testament church member, it should not be that hard to understand the word of God. Now, don't get me wrong. Revelation, that's tough to get through. It's tough to understand. Stick with it. God will make it make sense to you if you put the work in. Much study is the weariness of the flesh. Understand, when you get into the word of God, you might not like everything that you read and everything that is said there. It's okay if you don't like it. It's probably good for you if you don't like it, though. How many of us don't like vegetables? Well, those are what's good for you. Just because you don't like it doesn't mean it's not good for you. If it's the word of God, it's what you need. It is good for you. It is the best thing ever. Why? Turn to Revelation 20. Because at the end of the day, no matter what you do, no matter what you say, no matter how you live your life, at the end of the day, you will stand in judgment to God. As the appointed man wants to die, and after this, the judgment. What's God going to judge you on? Well, he's got his own. He killed you exactly what he's going to judge you by. Revelation 20, verse 12. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God. And the books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books, according to their works. Jump down to verse 14. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. Understand, that book of life tells you if you're going to heaven or hell. The books are his 66 words of God that he gave to us. That is how you will be judged. Lost or saved, you will be judged by what God says right here. How important is it to know what's going to be judged on and make sure you got it figured out? You're studying for school. Do you just go into a math test and having no idea what's going to be talked about and saying, I'll figure it out when I get there? No, that's how you fail. How many of us are treating God like that? Well, when I get to judgment, I'll figure it out then. You're going to fail. Get into the word of God now. See where you stand in need. Get it fixed so that way when you stand before God, you pass. You know what? Guess what? Just going to heaven is not passing with God. When he's promised you so much more, oh, I got a mansion. I'm okay. That's good enough for me. You will stand ashamed before God. You might have that mansion. It's going to take a little bit of heartache to get there. You don't have to have any heartache if you just follow what God says. And then you think about that. If that I know what I'm going to be judged on, how great is it that God gave me everything that I need to know? He has not hid anything from us that we need. The things that we don't need to know, we don't know yet. We'll figure those out later. He gave you exactly what you need. Turn to 1 John. Chapter 5, verse 13. These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know that ye have eternal life, and that ye may believe on the name of the Son of God. And this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. Turn to John. John 20, verse 30. And many other signs truly did Jesus in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written that ye might believe that Jesus is Christ, the Son of God, and that believing ye might have life through his name. Jesus Christ did a lot of things on this earth. It says the world could not contain the books that he would have done. Understand, we don't have everything that he did because we don't need it all. We have what we need to believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, believing you might have life through his name. John 10 says he wants to give you life and life more abundantly. How do we get that? Well, you have to follow everything that I say or what brother... No. Get into the word of God and see what he wants you to do. That is as simple as it can be, to get into the word of God. Well, it's too difficult. No, it's not. It's the same thing that people have been doing from Adam all the way to today. Just like I said this morning, God has never changed. His way has always been the same. How did Adam know what he needed to do to get his heart right with God? He listened to the words of God. How did Moses know what to do? He listened to the words of God. David, fill in the blank of anybody who has ever been right with God. How did they know that? They just listened to the word of God. Well, I could never be that. Well, why not? It's just, I can't. No, you won't. That is the problem. Because God has given you everything that you need to be fully equipped, that the man of God may be perfect, truly furnished unto all good works. Well, I'm lost. I can't figure it out. Get into the word of God. He'll tell you how to be saved, and then show you the next step of baptism, church membership, and how to be a faithful New Testament church member. He has laid out every single thing in his word. The question is, what are you going to do with the word that God has given to you? Let's all stand. Pianist, song leader, come. Let's have an invitation. How many of you have been convicted the last couple days? or the word of God comes forth and you feel that sickness in your stomach and you know you need to get something taken care of. You know you need to get your heart right. You know what God wants you to do. Well, I'll ignore it for right now. It'll go away. No, it won't. God will keep convicting you of something at some point. The question is, are you going to surrender to it or just keep fighting God? There's a lot of people who have fought God. Every single one of them has lost. You are not special. You will lose to God too. That conviction, it is God telling you because he wants you to have a better life, that life more abundantly. Are you willing to listen to God? What number shall we sing?